T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Plenty of Bucks trade reaction already on this show. If you missed any of what we've done so far, we put the podcast up as quick as possible. Go to 1057fmthefan.com. Click on Fan on Demand, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. What we like to do during the football season is use the Friday 9 o'clock segment to go over some of the games, some of the lines, and make some bets. And there is football this weekend, Frames. You want to make some bets?
I don't even know what cities have teams.
And
this isn't McMahon's league, is it?
No, that doesn't start until 2020.
Okay.
Where Bob Stoops was named a coach yesterday of the XFL. No, this is the Alliance of American Football, and we'll take the music away because I can't find any lines on the games this weekend. Again, 8 cities in the Alliance of American Football. There's 2 games on Saturday night. CBS, that just aired the Super Bowl, will now air one of these games on Saturday night. Games throughout the season will be on the CBS Sports Network, some on the Turner Networks, and then the NFL Network. So the NFL Network will be showing games from a different league. The Alliance of American Football is getting the support of the NFL Network. When the XFL first came out in 2001, it certainly did not. There was a short-lived USFL again, a second one. Mm-hmm. It did not. The NFL has seen these leagues or these ideas of leagues sort of try to pop up in the spring, and they really don't have anything to do with them. But in this one, they are giving it the support on TV on their own network. You've got 8 teams: San Diego, San Antonio, Atlanta, Orlando, Memphis, Birmingham, Salt Lake, Arizona. Nothing really close to here. Nothing close to here at all. I think the closest team would be, what, Memphis, to where we're at in the Midwest. I am intrigued by it. I am interested in it. I am interested that the NFL is interested.
Well, are there any top names in this? Any big names? Who are the biggest names? You mentioned Stoops there. Any other
names?
Well,
he's in the XFL, though, Chuck.
Oh, he's in the XFL.
He's going to be coaching in the XFL.
Okay. So in this league here, what's their calling card? Are they doing anything special, anything different? What's this all about?
It's pretty much just football. It's just going to be football in the spring. And there's going to be a lot of guys that didn't make it in the NFL that are going to give it another chance here.
Okay.
There are coaches that you may know: Mike Singletary, Steve Spurrier, mm-hmm. Dennis Erickson, Mike Martz.
All guys who've accomplished stuff and won Super Bowls.
Rick Neuheisel. So there's guys in this league that you may be familiar with. There's some former Packers that will be in this league. Names mm-hmm. you might remember, like Carl Bradford, Ladarius Gunter, Greer Martini, Chris Odom, Jayrone Elliott. So there's some guys that you may be able to recognize and know. But other than that, it's just going to be football in the spring. I feel like when this comes, we're interested in it. We talk about it, but we never really watch it. I'm interested in it. I'm going to, at some point, whether I watch it live or most likely just tape it and kind of review it on Sunday morning, I will be checking out what this is about. Do you root for these kind of leagues to succeed, or do you not really? It's just NFL. You don't care about football now.
Well, I mean, football's low on my radar. I told you after the conference championship games, I kind of was done. You know, even going to the Super Bowl, I was not real excited about it. I'm obviously in the NBA, the college home stretch, and the start of baseball season right now. So it's like football, I'm pretty much done with. Now I'll be curious to see how this league does. When the USFL started back in the 80s, early 80s, I was on board with that. There was Saturday afternoon football. You know, that was a different time. Cable was just rising, and it was on ABC, and it was kind of a cool thing. Now with so many different options and all that, I just, you know, sports on TV, I just not, I have to see a little bit to see where this takes place, because I've kind of moved on from football. And to even mention this, I didn't even, wasn't even thinking about football this weekend.
That's the reason that they're having it, though, is that they think there's going to be some sort of demand for it, that people in the spring still want football, so they're going to try to come up with more football. And you're saying, no, that's not the case.
Yeah, I mean, at least with me. It might be other guys who are still just are dying for football. And, of course, there's people who are just diving right into the NFL draft. But for me, I thought the football season went a little too long this year. After the conference championship games, it was just like, okay, I'm just ready to put that season to bed.
I'm trying to go through the rosters quick to see if there's any names that we recognize outside of the Packer names that I told you about.
I mean, that coaching list you got there, I mean, all guys who couldn't get a – I mean, Spurrier retired at South Carolina. I thought he was done. I didn't realize he wanted to come back. I thought his – because I know he likes the golf a lot. I'm surprised he's coming back. Martz has been on the shelf for years. Boy, Mike Martz certainly kind of came and went in the NFL, and he has last – I think his last go-around with the Bears as their offensive coordinator. But, man, that whole kind of Mike Martz system died quickly.
How about Nick Folk is in this league?
Not Foles, but Folk.
Folk,
okay.
The kicker.
Yeah. Former Dallas kicker.
Donatello Brown, the former Packer cornerback, is also in this league. Denard Robinson is in this league. Former Michigan running
Shoelace?
Back. Yep. Christian Hackenberg, former Penn State quarterback, is in this league. I mean, you're not tuning in for Christian Hackenberg.
No.
Akeem Hunt is in this league, running back. Yeah, I don't know. It's just going to be football on TV. I just was wondering if maybe your appetite was there. Because I've told you. In 2001, dude,
yeah,
I was so pumped for the XFL. I thought it was going to be the coolest thing. I told everybody at my school, I was a senior that year. I told everybody, hey, I'm going to order some pizzas on me. And I've got no money at the time because I'm in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to buy some chips. And we've got the back room at my parents' house. Come on over. Whoever. Tell everybody. Come on over. We're having an XFL party Saturday. All day I got ready. I bought some streamers and stuff. I had a table out, made a little decoration, had some paper plates.
Mm-hmm.
And then 7 o'clock, I looked around the room. It was me. And my brother did come downstairs. So him and I watched the XFL and nobody...
And he had leftovers.
...came over. We had leftovers for weeks.
Okay. See, here's how I am with the professional sports scene. Once the World Series is done, and even like when the Brewers got eliminated last year, that Boston-the Dodgers series, I couldn't tell you one thing about that series. That barely showed up on the radar because by late October, the Brewers weren't in it, and I was like, done with baseball. And it's like, if you were to tell me there was another baseball league starting up beginning of November and they were just going to play down south, I would have I had no interest in that. Same with football. It's like the bowl season part, I think after the conference championship games, I was kind of done with the college football season. The bowls really didn't interest me. The Final Four, the national championship, I was kind of done with it after the conference championship weekend. And the same thing with the NFL. It's just I thought those two games, that was it. After I watched those two games that Sunday on my birthday, January 20th, I was just I was over it. Although I don't feel that way about the NBA for some reason. The NBA, if you were to tell me there was a summer league and I watched those summer games, there was going to be a summer league for the NBA or another basketball league?
You don't watch the summer league.
What's that?
You don't watch the summer league. There is a summer league.
But it lasts very short. It's like 10 days.
Yeah, and it's with rookies and stuff.
Yes. Yes. But if you were to tell me a summer league was going to be started, I mean a professional summer league that actually meant something, those are all practice games. Maybe the NBA, I might be into it. But baseball and football, by the time the sport is done, I'm done.
Because what it sounds like to me is that you lose interest in these leagues when our team is out of it.
Well, that or because our teams usually aren't in it. By the time it gets so late in the season, it's like, oof. Even like the Final Four, you know, the first two weekends, I'm all in. And then they get to the Final Four, and it's like, oh, God, you know, the teams that you're interested in or the excitement, just it kind of dies out by it gets, and it shouldn't by the time it gets to the championship round, but it does for me. Unless our teams are in it, of course.
You're
going to watch this.
I'm going to watch this league.
Okay.
Yeah. Alliance of American Football.
I'm surprised it's on CBS.
Yeah, the week one is, and then the championship is.
Because I would think like this would be on the Nashville Network. This would be perfect.
Well, the Nashville Network is gone.
What's it called now?
The Nashville Network?
Yeah, what's it called now?
Turned into Spike.
All right.
And then I think Spike is gone.
So there's no country music channel anymore?
And Spike became Paramount.
There's no country music channel?
There's country music television.
There's not the Nashville Network, the Nashville Channel, Country Music Channel.
There's Country Music Television, which picked up the show that got canceled called Nashville.
Okay.
But TNN
is done.
The Nashville Network.
Okay.
Went away like 25 years ago.
Oh, no.
Stuck with the words TNN, became the National Network, and then turned into Spike, and then turned, I believe it's Paramount now.
Hold on a second. Isn't it called CMT?
CMT is different than TNN.
It's along the same lines, isn't it?
Sure.
But okay, but that's what I'm talking about. It's basically Country Music Channel. CMT is basically today's TNN. Same thing.
Okay.
Same kind of programming.
Yeah.
They had the Tanya Tuckerville special I was watching a couple years ago.
I'm not sure how many people out there even remember TNN being a thing.
I'm sure there are some people who do. Well, like you'll throw networks off of me. Like today's, you asked me, curb your enthusiasm, what network is on? How I wouldn't know, because I basically only watch 7 or 8 channels on my cable system, other than the local channels. Maybe 7 or 8 channels on my cable system, and that's it. I don't need anything else. And I wish somehow in your cable system you could pick, I want these channels, these 7 stations. Give me the local channels, and we'll call it a day.
All right, here's what happened in 2000, because we are hitting the hard-hitting stories today. In 2000, Viacom, the owner of both TNN mm-hmm. and CMT.
And they own the cable system in Milwaukee for a while.
Okay, fantastic. What they realized was that both channels were like the same, mm-hmm. so they changed TNN, the Nashville Network, as I was saying, to TNN, the National Network. Ran that for 3 years, turned it to Spike TV, and then recently did turn it to the Paramount Network in January of 2018.
So, I mean, CMT was basically TNN. I mean, it TNN didn't turn into CMT, but CMT came along. And they're basically the same channel.
About the same channels.
What yeah. TNN was, yeah.
Right. So that's the conversation and where it delves to when you start talking about spring football.
Well, this is what happens when the Bucs don't get Anthony Davis on trading deadline day.
We just did 3 hours on Mirotić. Okay.
But if it was Anthony Davis, we wouldn't get off the air today.
No. And if you're
been on the air yesterday.
If you're just tuning in desperate for Mirotić, we've put up the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've talked enough about Mirotić. We don't know if he's going to play tonight. We haven't figured that out.
We're excited.
We're waiting for physicals.
We're excited. You're excited. Mm-hmm. Bucks in the East. Everyone's fun. Everything's great.
Tomorrow's a big Saturday, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Huge Saturday.
Well, as I mentioned, the AAF starts.
I mean, other than that.
Oh.
Okay. But, I mean, the Bucks playing at night could be a Mirotić's debut in front of the Fiserv Forum, if you're lucky enough to get a ticket for that game, if you could afford it. And, by the way, did you ever put in those credentials to get the tickets, the standing room only? You were doing that a little while ago.
Yeah, it's like $40.
Oh, it is? So it's a $15 fee for a $25 ticket. That's ridiculous. So then you got the college basketball. You got Marquette and Villanova tomorrow, Wisconsin and Michigan. I'll be changing my shirt 3 times tomorrow because I'll start off the day at 11 o'clock wearing Michigan or wearing my Wisconsin shirt for Michigan, Wisconsin. Then I'll rip that off for Marquette and Villanova at 1:30. And then the Bucks game at night. Put on my Bucks shirt.
How do they, if you go to the Marquette game and you go to the Bucks game,
mm-hmm.
how do they make sure everyone's out of Fiserv?
I don't know.
You can't hide in a bathroom? You can't sit on a toilet and crouch in a stall.
Do they check all the bathrooms?
I don't know.
Do they clean the place completely?
How can you?
I don't know.
How can you do
that?
But
there's been times when Marquette has played at 2 and the Bucks have played at 7 and the Marquette game went to overtime and you barely had enough time to get those people out of there. So I don't know how they do it.
I've got to think there's at least 3 or 4 people that will find a way
try to get in.
Yeah.
But I mean, because you got 2 huge games tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would, I'm trying to get into 1, but I'd love to go to both.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. 6 days away, guys. 6 days away from Valentine's Day. Do not forget about this. I've been trying to tell you as early as possible, and I know what you've been doing each and every week. Each and every day, you hear me talking about Valentine's, and you think, oh, yeah, I should do that. I'll do that tomorrow. And then I talk about it tomorrow, and then you say, oh, yeah, I should do that. I'll do that tomorrow. And then rinse and repeat. Let's not procrastinate. Let's get this done this weekend. Get the Valentine's Day gift for your loved one at a price you will love with Sherry's Berries. You can never go wrong with Sherry's Berries signature dipped Valentine's strawberries. I would trust me on this one since I've done this for years now, and it always works, and it's to the point now where they're requested. You cannot go wrong. 100% freshness guarantee from Sherry's Berries. You're going to get these huge, thick, juicy berries dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolate. She will fall in love with every bite. They are topped with the toppings. The chocolate chips, that's the one I really love. Dark chocolate and chocolate chips. Because I eat some too. You gotta. The sprinkles and the nuts on top of that as well. Bunch of different varieties. Bunch of different flavors. Check that out with Sherry's Berries. So send her the gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams. Because this starts at just $19.99 plus the shipping and handling. And when you order now, you can make Valentine's Day really special. You can add the flowers. You can add a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Ship with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter the code Winkler at checkout, berries.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Winkler. Order today. We've been talking throughout the show, haven't gotten to it yet, but there's finally respected baseball people that don't think the Brewers will regress next season. We'll tell you about that coming up next. Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Those of you that were with us during baseball season, or will be with us hopefully this next baseball season, Chuck and I, we don't wait until September, we don't wait until August, we start after opening day, where we update the NL Central standings. Wild card if we have to, but hopefully the NL Central standings, and this is the NL Central standings update music.
Okay.
So I have for you, from Baseball Prospectus, these are the Pecota rankings. Highly respected predictions about how the NL Central will shake out in 2019. Now, for a lot of the over-unders that we've seen and a lot of the projections we've seen on the Brewers, a team that won 96 wins a year ago, we've seen what from Vegas? 82? 83? They got Grandal, 84?
I think it's 83 and a half, what I saw the most.
For the Brewers, you're telling me this Brewers team that really lost nothing, added a catcher, is going to drop 13 games?
But I'm telling you, when Vegas sets a line for something, it's hard to deny it.
That's true.
It is. It's you kind of scratch your head a little bit.
Well, let's look at the Pecota rankings for 2019, how they think the NL Central standings will shake out. I will start with the fifth-place team and go up to number one.
Mm-hmm.
They think in fifth place this year will be the Pittsburgh Pirates with a record of 81-81.
So the last-place team is going to have a .500 record.
That's what Pecota is saying.
Okay.
They think the Cincinnati Reds will come in at fourth. Technically a fourth place tie, they say they will be 81-81. In third place in the Central, finishing with a record of 82-80, will be the Chicago Cubs.
Really? Okay.
That would be shocking to me.
I haven't seen what their over and under is for the season.
I still am going to take them to win the Central.
Okay. Right now I'm leaning towards the Cardinals.
Okay. Pecota, Second place, NL Central projections at 86 and 76. That would be the St. Louis Cardinals. And then winning the Central, the Milwaukee Brewers finishing 89 and 73. They think in the NL Central, 89 will be enough to get it done.
But that's what I said last year. I said the division winner, the Brewers, would have 89 wins and win the division. I didn't think the division winner, because I think the division was so competitive last year. I was surprised there was a 96-game winner with the Brewers. And what the Cubs win, 95? Yeah, I just was surprised that there was that many wins, given how competitive the division is. And I can see that happening. I got the Brewers. I'm going to take the over on the 83.5. I'm going to say 88, 89, right around then. And I could see them getting him as a wild card or fighting for the wild card, and them just losing out to St. Louis. I think St. Louis is going to be the team. This DH rule, if it goes into effect.
It can't. It cannot.
Which would be stupid, but I mean, that would help them out with Martinez, that hack they got out in right field.
Yeah.
He's brutal.
Well, they're probably saying the same thing about us and Thames.
Well, but Thames is a starter. Martinez is a starter out right field.
Yeah, I suppose.
And when he's not a starter out in the outfield, they're worried about him being a circus out there.
I thought one of him or Aguilar would have been traded, to be honest, by now.
What's that?
I thought one of him or Aguilar would have been traded.
I'm not going to, Steve, count that out just yet because of spring training here. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I think the Brewers got one more move left in them.
Yeah, no, they did that. It was Josh Tomlin.
No, not that one.
Oh.
That's the Wade Miley special.
You think they'll still get Moose? Is that the move you're thinking of?
I don't know. It's either Moose, or they'll go out and get the Harrison, maybe, or trade one of those. You know, there's rumblings. They're still in the interested in Gio Gonzalez. Although, is Gio still in play after they picked up this guy, Tomlin, the other day? I don't know. But, you know, it sounds like they're still interested in him. We'll see. But I think they got one more move left in them. Might not be a blockbuster move, but a move.
So the Pecota rankings have, or projections, I should say, from Baseball Prospectus, do have the Brewers. This is the first one that we've seen that has them winning the Central with 89 wins. They take the Cardinals with 86, the Cubs with 82, and then the Pirates and the Reds both with 81. So their projection is that everybody in the National League Central finishes 500 or above, which wouldn't be terribly a shock. Ryan Braun even saying at the On Deck event, we're the only division where every team is actually trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
So if they beat up on the other NL teams and then you win your interleague games, the AL, I think, is more top-heavy, and then so there's a lot of bottom feeders, just whatever cross-promotion you can get and get those wins there. I mean, you could. You could have a National League Central where everyone's at least 500 or above.
You know, when I heard him say that, it's just a sad commentary on sports where some teams aren't even trying to win. I mean, even in basketball right now, with these trades, some teams are just mailing it in for the final 30 games of the season. Just mailing it in. Taking on these expired contracts, these bloated contracts that were ridiculous, just so they expire and they can clear some salary cap room so they can play the free agent game. And even going into the baseball season, some teams have already punted the season. Some teams have already punted the season. Some teams, like the Cincinnati Reds, actually think they have a shot at it. Or the Reds probably figured out, you know what, all these other teams are winning. If we don't start doing something here, we're going to lose 95 games.
I don't remember growing up the word tanking ever really coming into play. Was I naive? I don't remember teams purposely trying to lose.
Not as much as today, if anything.
To adjust their draft position.
Like today? I hate this idea of the expiring contracts. You know, they signed DeAndre Jordan was a top free agent a couple of years ago. Now it's like, oh, we got to take DeAndre Jordan. We'll take that $21 million, I guess, and just have it expire and not play him. You know, some of these guys who just are making bloated contracts are just worthless to teams. You know, I mean, they sign them thinking they're going to get a couple of years, and then they regret having to play the back end of that deal, and they're trading them. Just, I feel like that could be Middleton someday. if the Bucks sign him to a huge contract, toward the end of that deal, Middleton could be one of those expiring contracts people are buying off, and just waiting for it to expire.
Yeah, but the discussion comes when you're a team that's just like for years, people with the Bucks, they're just fighting for the eighth seed. Oh, Herb Cole, all he cares about, we're going to trade for John Solomons. Mm-hmm. We're going to trade away Tobias Harris for J.J. Redick, who are now teammates, because we want to get that eighth seed. You want to make the playoffs. You make the playoffs, anything can happen, which isn't always the case, but teams now are being more, well, let's look at the future. What's our realistic shot to win a title? When you have the Clippers that are 35-20 before they traded Tobias Harris, they didn't have a realistic shot to win a title. So instead of just continuing to try to win and wind up in the playoffs only to lose in the first round, second if they're lucky, they're thinking our best chance at a title, and now you've got Jerry West in control over there, so you know he's thinking that, our best chance at a title is to probably trade this asset now. We can get some first-rounders for him, and then we'll have some cap room next summer when there's a ton of free agents available. So the days of win this year, win this year, win this year, it's always important to win this year, are long gone. You've got leagues in all pro sports where at any given time, maybe only half of the teams are actually trying to win a championship that year.
Mm-hmm. I feel everybody feels that way. I mean, the non-contenders or the A-seeded, except for LeBron and the Lakers. I think LeBron hates the fact of sitting out of the playoffs. And I think he feels he needs to just get in at least as a seventh or an eighth seed. But all the rest of them, like the Clippers and although Sacramento made a play. I mean, they were kind of noisemakers yesterday and this past week. But, yeah, it's like if you're going to get the eighth seed, why settle for the eighth seed and get hammered by Golden State in four games?
The Bucks are a team that is sort of all in or going for it, as you would say, trading for Nikola Mirotic, giving up just Jason Smith and Thon Maker from a player perspective. They do give up 4 second-round picks, which I don't think there's really too much cause for concern for. This is a team that looks very good. As we talked to Eric Name of The Athletic about an hour ago, maybe there's no better trade piece that fits on their new team than Nikola Mirotic to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks, of course, led by Giannis Antetokounmpo, which it's sad to see. You've got legends of this game that still cannot pronounce this guy's name. Shaq last night on the NBA on TNT for the captain's draft.
Question for Shaq. Can you pronounce Giannis's last name for Giannis, just to make sure the pronunciation is correct?
Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's close enough.
It's kind of in the ballpark.
Is that right, my brother?
No, Shaq.
All right, teach me right quick.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
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 Oh, Antetokounmpo.
Okay, so
Antetokounmpo.
He said Ants instead of Ante.
Just call me Superman.
Oh, very nice.
I like it. Hey,
Superman is in the building.
Hey, Giannis, you don't want that. He's going to hate on you like he hate on Dwight Howard. You can't take his nickname. Please don't call yourself Superman. You'll go crazy in here.
Superman, we got to take off on that, man. Forget Greek Freak. Superman Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He could be a freak on the court and on the shits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Saw a tweet yesterday from someone that said, we sat through 20 years of maybe the worst franchise in pro sports, but at the other end, the light at the tunnel was getting this team and getting this guy to represent our city, and they said it was all worth it. Because Giannis, he came off so well last night on that show.
Oh, absolutely. We've been waiting for years for a guy like this to drop in our lap and put our name in the hat, all right, to use those two cliches. But, yeah, this guy coming.
One of which I think is actually a cliche.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, you know, this guy coming to the Bucks, I mean, because you weren't going to get a free agent like this. You weren't going to trade for a guy like this. You had to draft one. And somehow this guy turned out you didn't know it at the time that this guy – I mean, there's no way John Hammond knew that this guy was going to turn out to be the player that he is right now. I mean, you thought he's going to be a good player, but one of the best players in the NBA, and to balloon out like he has, and you know, he's a marketing superstar too, man, with his personality.
With all that happened in the NBA yesterday, from the trade deadline to that game last night between the Celtics and the Lakers, where Rondo goes back, hits the game winner. Really, what the talk of the NBA was a joke that LeBron was at the receiving end of from our Greek Freak superstar, Superman himself, Giannis.
With my first pick in the second round, I'm going with Anthony Davis.
You sure you want him to be your teammate?
I'm very sure of that.
Isn't that tampering?
No. Shots fired, and you're up.
Tampering rules does not imply on All-Star Weekend.
And then LeBron should have came back and said, and by the way, Giannis, wasn't it you a couple of weeks ago when New Orleans was in your city, you said, hey, come play with the Bucks to Anthony Davis?
Yeah, there's some tampering going on there.
So Giannis threw out the first tampering right there.
Well, nobody can find Charles Barkley for this joke.
Well, actually, I think the best way to do this for Giannis to trade everybody on his bench for Anthony Davis. I think that would be right.
We're good over
the
here.
Trade is approved. It's approved on this end.
It's approved.
Too funny from Chuck there last night on the TNT show. Rams on the north side, 799-1250. What's up, dude?
Hey, Ram.
What's going on, Bart? What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Ram.
I have a question. I was told by Sparky and a couple other people, I guess when I call in, I get a lot of hate. And I love it. I really do.
You get hate?
Man, I'll be looking at some of the posts on Twitter, man. I'll be getting blasted.
What are they saying about you?
What?
They say I'm a Buck hater.
You?
So, yeah, they put me almost in the category of Gary Wolfel and a couple other people.
Well, Gary's not a Bucks hater, but why would they say that about you?
He tells the truth.
He's not a Bucks hater.
Now, I'm an old school guy, you know, former player, you know, played at the college level, and I look at talent, and I look at guys that can play. And, you know, I've been watching playoff basketball since 1975, you know. And I remember the Bucks when they won their championship, went out to the airport. Kareem picked me up in the air. I was out there with my mom and dad. So, I mean, I'm not no lemon cookie rookie when it comes to this. So I want to ask you two guys, based on yesterday, if the season started yesterday in the NBA trade deadline, with the moves that's just made on the East, in the East, where would you rank the top 8 teams now? I'm talking about with the player. I'm talking about people that can play. And we're talking about playoff impact. Not no regular season. Regular season, you're playing for seed. So now you get to the playoffs, you got to beat a team 4 times. That means you got to win 2 times on the road.
Okay, I'm going to put the Bucks at 1.
You mean
are
with
you
this
not
roster?
Do that?
With the rosters the way they are right now?
Right now, with the additions with these teams. I just want to hear from you guys.
Oh.
Put it up on Twitter or whatever. I'm going to hang up. I just want to listen. And
don't you want to say something and get hate on today?
Okay, I'm going to say this. The Mirotić trade really, it did add the Bucks another shooter, but it's not like the other team didn't get better either.
You're right. We'll talk about that in a second. And I feel like...
Here's your Chuck. So what I'm saying is, look at what Philly did. That was pretty major.
Yeah. Yeah, well...
And Gasol brothers, both of you guys know, they can play. So you get a guy that can play around other people that are very good. What normally happens to those teams? I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, Philly, that starting lineup is fantastic, but let's see if the chemistry, if it all pans out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going Bucks, Toronto, Celtics, Sixers.
Okay, your top four?
Yep.
I'll say Bucks, Philly, Toronto, Boston. I'll say that. And back to the Wolfel thing there. He doesn't hate the Bucks. He doesn't care either way whether the Bucks win or lose. He's just merely a reporter.
Wolfel got destroyed on Twitter yesterday.
Great. Wow.
Because he said, was this the best NBA trading deadline ever? Or was it the best NBA trade deadline ever? A slew of franchise upgrading moves, especially those fashioned by the Sixers and Raptors.
Well, I mean, look what those guys did.
And everyone was mad at him because he did not mention the Bucks.
Well, the Sixers went out and got Harris. That was a monster move. They had to give up a lot. And the Raptors got Gasol. Okay. We're talking two guys who are probably a little bit ahead of Mirotić. And Mirotić is having a great year. And by the way, maybe we ought to have a pronunciation guide for Mirotić, because I think in the next 3 months, this guy's name is going to get thrown. He's already been called Mirotić and... What was the other name he was called earlier
Pistol
in the show?
Pistol Pete.
Oh, Maravich. Yeah, Maravich. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy, well, you know, we'll never get on it to Kupo. We'll never be on the same page of that. But Giannis, I think we're all in agreement with. But Mirotić. Mirotić, yes.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries right here, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Two Club of Wisconsin, your place to watch all your favorite sports action, basketball. Maybe you want to watch some football tomorrow night. You're with Uncle Barton watching football.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to watch that tomorrow night.
No party tomorrow.
Q Club of Wisconsin, your place to watch all your favorite sports action. Get there with your friends for their indoor sports with the huge entertainment room, the pool tables, the tornado foosball, shuffleboard, electronic darts, ping pong, and more. If you haven't played the bocce ball league, man, get in the Q Club. Their indoor courts, they branch out, man. Try this bocce ball. It is fun stuff that's very popular, and they're forming leagues all the time at the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's north side. Now, when you go to sports bar, yes, sports on the TVs, that's a must, and good food. Yeah, you better have some good food, and the Q Club's got it. Delicious, fresh food, the awesome burgers, the wings, the appetizers, award-winning fish fries both Wednesday and Friday nights. Yeah, they got the fish fry working today. Four different styles piled high with all the extras. Man, they're going to bring you a big amount of food at the Q Club. Stop on out there later on tonight or this weekend to watch some sports, their entertainment room, and maybe have lunch out there, watch some of the great college basketball tomorrow. The Q Club is your choice. The Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. It's a half mile south of I-94. Take 94 to Highway T, go south on Highway T, and there it is, Grandview Boulevard. Turns in T, we turns into Grandview Boulevard, half mile in, you'll see the sign. Q Club of Wisconsin, go inside, have yourself a great meal, terrific sports bar. The Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's north side. Visit them online, qclubofwi.com, or on Facebook, where they'll have all the live entertainment that's coming up there.
Chuck and Winkler, Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios, served up by Perkins. That's Chuck, I'm Bart. Our last call of the week comes from Chip in Tosa.
Good morning, Chip. Hey, what's going on, Chip?
What's going on, Chip?
Hey, I want to address Ram real quick.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
If people are hating on you, you're doing something right, so just keep doing it. I tend to disagree with what he said just now, though. Just for the simple fact of, just because the 76ers have a good starting five, where's their bench? Who's coming off their bench scoring anything? And even if they all average 20 points a game, that's still not enough in today's NBA. And Ben Simmons can't average 20 points because he can't shoot. And Tobias Harris won't score as much because he shot way more in L.A. than he's going to shoot in Philly. And to the Toronto Raptors, yeah, they got Marc Gasol. They upgraded a little bit. But the dude that they traded away killed us anyways.
Valanciunas?
It doesn't even matter. And we already proved that we could beat Toronto. And now where is Kyle Lowry or whatever his name is? And where is he with the team when they just tried to trade him? So where is their chemistry? We don't know that. We actually legitimately got a starter that's coming off our bench now to solidify our team. Like, we're contenders now. Like, when have you ever said, yeah, the Bucks are number one team and they just got better? We're legitimately can contend with the Warriors now.
Well, I can't continue. They got a good team just got better with the Bucks, or a great team just got better. But, you know, Bart, with Philadelphia, with that starting five, now Jimmy Buckets is going to want to shoot the basketball. Embiid is going to want his looks, okay? And, you know, how is Harris going to fit into that? J.J. Redick doesn't pass up a shot at all. They're going to have to play three basketballs on that team.
You know what we're going to start doing starting next week, and Ryan Horvath joins the show as a producer here on The Fan. Because that was a good call from Chip, and then now Ram can't defend himself. So I think that if callers want to yell at another caller, we can make that happen.
Oh, but then we're going to be going back and forth and have caller wars.
Yeah.
And then
it'll escalate where we're going to have these guys fist fight in our parking lot. And I think that's the next level of Chuck and Winkler. That's where we evolve to.
Well, cage fights.
We could start doing like UFC cards.
Okay. Well, you know,
on Saturday nights.
And you know something? But then we don't even have to come in. We'll just right. Moderate.
Well,
this caller
in.
Versus this caller.
Yeah.
And they'll be going back and forth all day.
Sure.
We should
Twitter.
Do that.
Twitter radio.
Right. Oh, it's either that or you and I talk about the origins of the Nashville Network for 5 minutes. What's going to be better for the listener?
Today on Chuck and Winkler, Justin from North Carolina, Ram from the North side.
Boom, boom.
You're right about the Nashville Network. And I'll get like 10 people stop me today and ask me about the Nashville Network. We just talked 4 hours about Miritich, and somebody asked me about the Nashville Network.
Ah, Horvat, what do we not cover today?
Okay, yesterday, Frank Robinson, first African-American manager in Major League Baseball, also the only player to win MVP in both leagues, died at 83 years old. Chuck, I know you took that one pretty hard.
Well, no, I just liked Frank, and I'll tell you, I got two stories with him. I saw Frank managed one of his first games as the first black manager in Major League Baseball with the Indians. They played the Brewers on opening day in 1975. That was the first opening day I ever went to. And Frank Robinson was the manager of the Indians. That was kind of a cool moment. They didn't make a big moment. They didn't make a big deal of it as the at the time, but it was. It was a cool moment in baseball history. Number two, he came here as the manager of the Orioles in 1988 when the Orioles started off 0-21. And after every loss, he played a three-game series, a weekend series in Milwaukee. And ABC News was here. A lot of people were here covering him because they were losing games. They're off to the worst start in baseball history at 0-21. But he was so nice and gracious to deal with after games. And here he was losing game after game. And his same comments were, guys, I'm telling you, when we hit well, when we pitch well, and we run the bases well and play defense in one game, we'll win a baseball game. That's what his comments were after every game. When we pitch, hit, and run, and field all in the same game, we're going to win. And he was a nice guy, and his team was getting its ass kicked every night. But you know what? Frank stuck with it, and the next year, they won 89 games. I love Frank Robinson. I was sad to see that yesterday.
Yeah, that is bad news.
I don't think we talk about enough. The Orioles started as the Milwaukee Brewers.
People forget that.
Yeah.
Well, 1904.
1 year in 1901.
Well, the Atlanta Hawks started as the Milwaukee Hawks in the 50s.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about that more?
Well, the Milwaukee Braves. The Atlanta Braves, yes.
There's been teams rushing to get out of this town forever.
Yeah.
We should hate the Orioles.
Well, that might be a little much, but we did hate the Braves for the longest time.
We should see if we could take a trip as a show next season to a Baltimore Orioles game, and we'll just wear, like, Orioles suck gear and just heckle them all
game long. And people will wonder why we're there.
And it'll make no sense. But
we're Brewer fans.
With their 100 loss team.
nobody wants to go to Baltimore. What do you do in Baltimore? Here's where they shot the wire. I mean, I don't know anything that happens in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's about it.
Nice downtown district,
don't
they?
Yeah, I heard only good things about the new Baltimore.
Yes. Well, when the Camden Yards came out, people loved the place. Now nobody wants to go.
I don't want to go to Baltimore. I'm going to throw that out there. All right, real quick, let's stick with baseball because I saw this yesterday. It drove me nuts. Maybe I'm just getting angry over nothing, which happens. Major League Baseball will rename the disabled list the injured list, the league confirmed Thursday. The reason is because the term disabled for injured players falsely, it's pretty much saying that they have injuries and the inability to participate in sports. I actually have no idea. Do you guys understand this? I'm looking at the quote.
No, this is today's world where, you know, the disabled list.
I get what they're saying,
when you think of disabled, you think of disabled, like permanently disabled, or disabled where you need a parking sticker.
Right.
You know, my dad was wounded in a war, and he had a disabled thing on his car because he had to park in close to restaurants and all that because he just got shot in the knee.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're doing on this deal.
Which I think is fine. I think the injured list is a dumb name. I think what they could do is call it, like, now he's on the down low or the down list, and you can say he's still on the DL.
Keep it on the down. That was an R. Kelly song.
Hey, he's on the down low.
But you know, we're still going to call it the DL.
Right.
Or disabled list, and you're going to say, I said, well, you know what?
And then I'll say, Chuck, it's the injured list.
To the Brewers, the fourth.
Hillary 2016.
The fourth.
Chuck and Winkler, we're back on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.